We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jumping into hour number two of the Rob Brown radio program right here on the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Lonzo, we have talked about this week the fact that both of us plan on retiring at some point, maybe in the sci-fi distant future.
Yeah, we were saying at some point. Yeah,
at some point,
that's
not
what,
like
that's what we were doing.
Soon.
Yeah, like not tomorrow or anything.
John Sterling was for like almost 60 years the play-by-play voice of the New York Yankees. You know, the most prestigious ball club in America.
You mean the Yankees win?
That's the guy.
That guy.
That's the guy.
Okay.
So after like a very long time, John Sterling, and what I do not for a second believe was any sort of coinkydink, John Sterling stepped away from the New York Yankees organization, decided to call it a career. Decided to call it a career. Well, John Sterling, this past weekend, they did a little retirement ceremony for him, which is nice, you know. It's nice of them. I'm sure it's appreciated. Well,
that gold watch from the Yankees probably really expensive.
Oh, you'd think that's the direction that they go. The Yankees had a retirement ceremony for John Sterling. And in this retirement ceremony, they brought John Sterling out onto the field. Again, this guy was a dude who was the play-by-play voice for this team for all the years. They brought him out on the field. They did their big thank you. The Yankees would go on to lose 1-0 or 2-0 in the 10th inning. But when they brought John Sterling, again, 50-plus years out on the field, they said,
"Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the former voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling. And now, as a token of appreciation to John Sterling's years of service for the New York Yankees, we present to him
a TV." It's a big TV. It's an 83-inch TV.
83?
But a TV. A TV.
Yeah, but 83, dude.
A TV.
Obviously, he's older, and it's harder for him to see. So an 83-inch, I mean.
Don't get me wrong. Is the proud owner of a 75-inch TV? Yeah, I want an 83-inch TV.
How much does an 83-inch TV cost?
If you go top of the line, about $2,500. It's the New York Yankees.
Yeah, so how much does a gold watch cost? I don't know.
More than that if you get a good one.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Dramatically more than
that. I think the gold watch thing is so passe, though.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know what the standard should be for retirement, but when I retire, if they want to give me an 83-inch TV, I'd be pretty happy about that.
I'll tell you what. If you work here for 55 years. And by the way, there's...
I've been here 24 and a half. I'm just saying.
And you have to do that again.
Again, yeah.
Plus 10 more.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Like, good luck.
Wonder what my opinion of kids will be 24 years from now.
An 83-inch television. That was what they gave to a dude who lasted half of a century and longer.
All right. So I think this is a great gift for someone of that age. He's not going to go out and hobnob around town. He's going home to watch TV. I mean, you know, if he was 40 and you give him a watch, that's fine. 80-something years old, that big of a TV. First of all, I hope they have someone to install it. I mean, you're not going to make that dude, like, carry those up the stairs or something. I think this is a great gift for someone of his age. As someone who is of advancing years, I'm telling you, and someone who used to go out and do stuff all the time, not the kind of stuff you did, but I'm still out.
Rude and unnecessary.
Well, because you don't do this. How could you not? You could still go out and not do that stuff. Anyway, someone who now prefers to just go home, I would want the TV over the watch.
I don't know where you like. It's like
I'm offended that you're offended that they gave him a TV.
A TV. My man has been with you for 83. 55
it isn't like
years.
It gave him a 26-inch monitor or something. They gave him an 83-inch TV. What was the brand name? Did they say?
I don't know. I scratch that. I don't care. You gave my dude 55 years. You gave him an 83-inch TV. I quite literally said out loud. It looks like the brand they gave him for an 83-inch checks in at about $3,500.
Wow. So
you're
more than what you
Yankees,
thought.
So for God's sakes.
So
you spend more than $35,000 on trash cans around the stadium.
By the way, I doubt that. I doubt they spent that much on trash cans.
I don't.
Because they'll buy them in bulk, so they're going to get a cheaper price on it. There's no way they're paying that much.
Listen, there's no defending. This was embarrassing.
It's a great gift. It is and I don't know if it's the age difference between you and I. I think you want to be offended, but you would love. I think you would prefer the 83 over the watch.
Oh, I definitely would. I'm saying you have boiled it down to this binary choice of it's either a TV or a watch. No,
you did.
Give him some stuff for the walls.
We don't know. They did. That took up the whole wall. How much do you think that dude made per year to be the Yankees announcer? I'm guessing he did pretty well.
I promise you he could afford an 83-inch TV if he wanted it.
Yeah, but if you get one for free, that's even better.
Why are you defending the Yankees? It's gross. I am
defending the TV as a retirement gift. I think it's a great retirement gift. I think a watch is a lame retirement gift because people don't use watches anymore unless they're fancy and rich and go to big parties. People use their phone.
Watches.
Where's your watch at today?
I'm not wearing it today.
Okay, all right.
I do have a G-Shock that I wear that matches this shirt. I just didn't put it on this morning.
Okay, yeah. All right, and. I believe
Keegan's a big watch guy. Big watch guy.
I believe the majority of people just look at their phone for time.
You don't wear a watch because you need to know what time it is. You wear a watch as a statement.
Right, when you're going somewhere fancy.
Hey, it is after 7 o'clock in the morning. You are inside of 1 hour away from clocking in, from responding to your unnecessarily passive aggressive boss this morning, who for some reason is all up in his feels. All right, Joey B is a big watch guy too. Real big watch guy.
Okay.
Real big watch guy.
All right. You've found like three people. Good for you.
You said nobody. Okay. Water cooler cheat sheet.
I didn't say nobody.
You did.
I did not.
You said fancy people.
Yeah, that's not no. I mean, Joe, I've ridden in his truck. My dude's rolling in it.
Joey B, you're a one percenter now, buddy.
It's a really nice truck.
You're a fancy boy now. And Keegan, you're a fancy boy too now. All right, water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office. Start talking sports. Yada yada yada. Let's do this. That didn't go well.
Yeah, there's something flashed on the screen and it distracted me.
Water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know before you get to work today and start talking about sports with your friends or your family or your coworker or your dog or whoever it is that you work with on a daily basis. These are the items they'll be talking about. Let us begin Dudes and Dudettes with item number one. NBA playoffs taking place last night. Game two's happening across the board over in the Eastern Conference. The Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Orlando Magic in a game number two. The Cavs entered this series 1-0 after blowing Orlando out in game number one. They did it again last night. 96-86 is your final. 21 points for Paolo Banchero. And once again, he was asked to do it almost all by himself. He got 18 out of Wagner. Nobody else scored more than 14. In fact, only two other players in double digits for the Orlando Magi last night. Once again, Donovan Spida Mitchell took over that game. He ended up with 23. You had four starters in double digits. Mobley had 17, Allen 16, Garland 15, and you got 10 from Okoro off the bench. It was a real bad shooting night for the Magic. They went just 36% from the floor, 25% from the arc, and 73% from the stripe. The statistic in this one that I think jumps off the board at you the hardest: out-rebounded were the Magic, out-assisted were the Magic, out-stolen were the Magic, out-blocked were the Magic. They had more turnovers than the Cleveland Cavaliers did. Everything went sideways for the Orlando Magic. It was just bad. I really wanted this team to shock some folks. I thought, all right, this is a upstart team. This is a vivacious team. I think this team can take some of that youth, convert it into playoff energy, and surprise some people. The only surprised person is me, because they stink in the playoffs. Not the only game that happened last night. 76ers, Knicks, 104-101 after one of the worst single game choke jobs that I have seen in the NBA playoffs in a very long time. The 76ers were hanging on to a big lead late in this game. Inside of 47 seconds left to play, the Sixers had a five-point lead. I mean, at this point, they're going to foul. You just go knock down your free throws and you win the game. Instead, what happened was they had a turnover. Jalen Brunson knocked down a three. On the very next inbounds, the 76ers attempted to call a timeout. It was not successful. Tyrese Maxey turned the ball over on the inbounds pass. It gets batted around. It ends up in the hands of Dante DiVincenzo. He breaks the three. No worries. It got rebounded by Hartenstein, who then kicked it back up top. Another opportunity afforded to Dante DiVincenzo. This time, he did not miss one of his four three-pointers on the night. Drops. It gives the New York Knickerbockers the lead with seconds left to go. Not one, but two different 76ers, including Joel Embiid, had an opportunity late in the game for a tie or a go-ahead bucket, and they missed. It was bad. Now, I take a little bit of the choke job label away, because if the timeout that Nick Nurse was very clearly on video calling for and was not awarded by the officials gets signaled, the Sixers take the ball inbounds at half court. Completely different ball game, but that's not what happened. No timeout granted, and the 76ers lose that game. The Lakers and the Nuggets came down to the dying gasp of the game. As a matter of fact, LeBron James lifted up a spot wide open three from the top of the arc with just seconds left to play that if he converts, the Lakers probably win this game. Instead, back down the other way we go with a tied ball game. Jamal Murray, as the red light goes off on the backboard, hoist up a game winner from about 10 feet, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the strings. The Nuggets win 101-99 off the back of 27-20-10. Stop me if you heard this before. Nikola Jokic gets a triple-double. He had a first quarter double-double. First quarter, not first half. First quarter double-double last night. It was very, very good. Very, very good. Triple-double for Nikola Jokic as the Lakers downed by Denver. The top seed wins in all three games. The top seed is 2-0 in all three series after that. Let's roll on very quickly through item number two. We know quarterbacks are going to be moving around during the draft. We are talking about draft prospects. We are also talking about vets in the league. We know that a year and a half ago, the Jets told Zach Wilson that they would work to accommodate his future. We also know that this offseason, very early in it, the Jets gave Zach Wilson permission to seek out a trade partner. He has found that trade partner. The New York Jets are sending Zach Wilson along with a seventh round pick to the Denver Broncos in return for a sixth round pick. Not a first, not a second, not a first and a fourth, not a fifth and a sixth and a seventh. Nay, they are sending Zach and a seventh in return for a sixth rounder.
So he wasn't worth a six on his own. I mean, they had to throw in that. Seventh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Not. The Broncos are going to be real bad.
Wait, but who's going to back up Aaron Rodgers now?
This is not a joke. Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Who, by the way, gets a bad rap. Tyrod Taylor's been a very solid backup who has been screwed by the football gods many times. Remember when he got his lung punctured through absolutely no fault of his own? Like, that's crap. That's what's happened to Tyrod Taylor's entire career. Anyway, Zach Wilson, not a Jet anymore. The Broncos hang on to the 12th overall pick. The assumption was that they were going to be picking QB. The Rob Brown mock draft will make its debut over the next 2 days. I will tell you a great one. That's where I slotted J.J. McCarthy. I think he's exactly the type of quarterback that Sean Payton would take to the next level. And by take to the next level, I mean bring to the league, not like elevate him to a Super Bowl.
All right, you got
to
pick between JJ and Zach as your starter. Who are you going with?
Depression.
Probably.
A season-long hibernation. Probably a lot of free Sundays where I don't have to worry about football. You know, lots of golf on Sunday afternoons if I got to go in that direction. And finally, item number three, very quickly. I don't think this is a big one to anybody, but in the honor of the great Milonzo, Andy Reid's a Chief for like a long more time.
Well, all the talk last year was he was going to retire.
Yeah.
He never said that, but yeah. But everybody else, Andy, when are you going to retire? Andy, when are you going to retire? Why? They just want him to retire, obviously. And that's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
That's very disrespectful.
It's over. It's over. The Chiefs' Pete is underway. Unbelievable. Andy Reid gets a 66 years old, gets a contract extension with the Kansas City Chiefs that will keep him in KC. What was it? Five more years? I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. He's still a Chief.
That dude's going to be a Chief for a very – the Walrus is sticking around for a hot minute. Hey, let's talk some more draft when we come back. Rob Alonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a good day, Rob.
It's a great day.
We got to see something we've never seen before.
There's a guy putting up a billboard across the street from the studio. And, yo, I'm 39 years old. I've never seen a billboard get installed. And I realized that I'm having a whole week full of first. You know what I get to do? I just learned yesterday. I'll take you behind the scenes in the life of Rob Brown. I get to have my first root canal. So that's fun. I've never done that before. Not excited about it at all.
They're not as bad as they used to be.
It's
still going to hurt. But
for those of you that weren't around, you will remember that in my first year here, way back in 2020, I passed out.
Because he met me for the first time, and there we go.
That is correct. I met Lonzo for the first time, and then 3 days later at a bar in Charleston, South Carolina. And the upsetting part, because I know there's somebody going, "Huh, are you drunk?" I had just walked in the door. I had not had a drink yet. I had a vasovagal incident, as I've learned it's called.
Also known as tripping.
Nope. I had a vasovagal incident, which is where your
blood supply. By the way, I didn't mean like tripping on something. I meant like someone tripped him. I wanted to, yeah.
The blood supply to my brain got cut off for no known reason. And I went face first. I ended up breaking the bottom half of my front two teeth. Well, it turns out it created an abscess. None of you care about this. Created an abscess in one of my teeth that is still there. And so I got to get my first root canal. Just having a week is your boy.
You know what? They do care because they can, the majority of the people I'm sure can associate with that. They've had that happen to them. Not the falling down and breaking their teeth.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I doubt that.
But the abscess part.
Anyway, got to see. So I had that yesterday, and now I've gotten to see a billboard installed. It's just it's a big day. It's a big day. It's a big week.
You know what? It's only Tuesday.
Yeah. Who knows what adventures and fun are held. I want to get to the draft, but I want to play this audio for you. You will remember, ladies and gentlemen, that not terribly long ago, Deion Sanders was hired as the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. And there was a conversation that took place. Because in the first few games of the season for the Buffs last year, with prime time in charge, Colorado games became the biggest ticket in sports, right? They had Little Wayne, the turncoat that he is, wrapping the team out of the tunnel, right? And there was this big conversation when you partnered that up with the NIL era about, would NIL combined with celebrity coaches be an advantage for certain teams? And I took a lot of crap because I said at the time, no, this is going to go real bad. This is not going to be good. See, because when Deion was the head coach at Jackson State, he wasn't a great coach because he's a great coach. He was a great coach because he was a celebrity at a school that played other schools that did not have the ability to recruit like he did by being Deion.
So he was bringing in D1 talent to a school that wasn't playing D1 talent, and it made him look... Okay.
He was playing NCAA football on freshman mode while he had a Madden roster, right? So I said, when this guy goes up, and he's going to go up, when he goes up to a D1 level and other schools don't have his celebrity, but they do have legacy history budget that they can, I'm not going to say out-recruit Deion because he had a phenomenal first year, but when his celebrity no longer guarantees him the best roster, it's going to come down to the X's and the O's. And a celebrity coach is just not going to have the ability to X and O with the best. Well, they came out, Great first game, good start to the season. And then eventually game film came out. And then eventually other teams started seeing what Deion Sanders is and his coaching and his video and his film and all that. And the rest of the year went, I think it's fair to say, bad for Deion and the Colorado Buffaloes. Well, Colorado is seeing a lot of transfer portal players on the way out the door. They are seeing some guys come in, but they're seeing a lot of guys who are leaving the program right now. Adam Hopkins, a freshman wide receiver, part of the 2023 class, an upper four-star prospect. Eric Brantley, a freshman defensive end out of Valdosta, an upper three-star, is out. Kyrie Mance is a senior defensive lineman who transferred in from Maine, had a good season for the Buffs last year. He is now transferring out. Vito Tisdale, a junior safety who transferred in from Kentucky. Played 1 year. He is out. Shimon Metayer, a senior tight end who transferred in from Cincinnati, who was expected to be a big part of the offense. He is out. D.V. Harris, senior defensive lineman. Demoy Kennedy, junior linebacker who came in from Alabama, the number 82 prospect in the country in 2020. Alton McCaskill, junior running back who came in from Houston. David Connor, freshman offensive lineman who came in from Florida. All these guys that Deion brought in via the portal, they're all now exiting. A lot of questions about why. Well, one of the other guys that they are losing is a cat by the name of Cormani McClain. He is a sophomore cornerback. He was a five-star prospect in the 2023 recruiting class. He was the number 14 overall player in the recruiting class. The guy basically was one of a handful of players that got to call his shot and play anywhere that he wanted to play. And he just decided he is out at Colorado. Would you like to know my? Would you like to know why? Cormani McClain will explain it to you. Shots fired, dudes. He said, I want to play for a real program. He said, I want to play for a program where they develop talent. One of the things I thought Deion Sanders was going to bring.
How much did he play? How much playing time did this guy have?
Cormani McClain signed with them going into last year. He did not see game action until the fourth week of the season, but it was not because of talent. It was because he butted heads with Deion. It was because he and Deion had beef.
Okay, I'm not trying to defend Deion on this, but this is the state of college football. This is what you do. You find a reason to, I didn't like the coach. I didn't like this. You got to be careful dissing programs on your way out the door. You just do. I think eventually maybe you can't transfer anymore. Maybe.
I mean, right now you can transfer as many times as you want.
Well, you can continue to transfer, but eventually if you get a rep that you're gonna dog the team on the way out the door, then maybe they don't bring you in.
Ray Lewis killed a guy, and we celebrate him for being a football player. That'll never be a problem. Well, if you can ball, you'll have a landing spot.
This guy doesn't have the talent of Ray Lewis, I'm guessing.
I'm not saying he does. I'm saying he can ball. And what I'm saying is we have established a culture in this country where if you can ball, we don't care what you do or who you are.
Okay, I'm not wanting to fight. Because I never want to fight. But why do you want Deion to fail?
I don't want Deion to fail.
Because it seems like you do.
I have done more based on Deion than anybody in this building. I own now, Lonzo, three pairs of Deion sunglasses.
Yeah, I was there when you bought some of them.
So. I got three pairs. Yeah. I have been hashtag influence. Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, when Deion got the job, there was the panic. Oh, no. With NIL and with celebrity coaches like Deion, it's all going to go sideways. Well, my guys and my gals, Deion is still there. NIL is still there. And the Buffs are going to suck next year because their recruiting's not good. They are hemorrhaging guys to the portal. Everybody's out because here's the reality. Again. If you have a program that wins and a program that develops players and a program where players can thrive both on and off the field, you'll get players. It's real simple.
Someone should pull the video of you and just put some rap lyrics behind it, because your hand motions, it's like you're doing a diss track over there. It's amazing.
I ain't trying to diss anybody. I'm saying, for all of y'all that slammed the panic button, here is illustration number 94. Deion can't keep guys in the camp. Deion Sanders can't keep guys in the camp. With NIL money out the wazoo and with his celebrity, he can't keep guys in the camp. Have a good coach who understands, communicates, develops, and allows players to thrive on and off the field, and you will have a successful program, even in the NIL era. Ooh. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Yeah, nope. Yep. Got it. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you.
You gotta have something ready for that last part. It's the last part that gets me.
Let's talk NFL draft.
By the way, it physically hurts me, but I don't know why.
I told you how you can get rid of it. Told you how you can get rid of it.
Cotton? I mean, I don't.
Nah, get rid of the first clip.
Oh, I'm never doing that.
Okay.
Unless someone down the hall goes, okay, that's enough. Which, you know, if they say that's enough, when they say that's enough, then I'm not going to play a clip multiple times because I don't want to. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to be in trouble.
Yeah, no, for sure. That checks out. That makes sense. All right. Let's talk some NFL draft here before we get up out of here for the remainder of the day. We have got Zach Wilson on the move from the New York Jets out to the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have the 12th seed, and the assumption was that they were going to go quarterback here. The fact that they don't, does it mean that either A, they don't believe that J.J. McCarthy will be available at 12, as he is the last of that initial group of quarterbacks, or do they believe
plan B in case J.J. McCarthy isn't there? Wow.
So do they believe, A, that J.J. McCarthy won't be available at 12, and they do not want to give up resources in what is clearly a rebuilding time for the Denver Broncos, as they will be paying the quarterback of the Steelers $85 million next year? Or do they believe, B, the other option, which is J.J. McCarthy will be available, but they don't want him? Because to me, it kind of feels like it's got to be one of those two. They either think McCarthy's way off the board at 12 and they don't want to move up, or they do not believe in McCarthy. Like, to me, it's one of those two things, in my opinion. We have talked a lot about quarterbacks. We obviously will continue to talk a lot about quarterbacks because that's the position that the NFL is circling around right now. If you look down the list of quarterbacks, again, I don't think the guy is the end-all, be-all, but Mel Kiper's been doing this a very long time for a reason. He's got Caleb Williams as his first quarterback, Jaden Daniels as his second quarterback, Drake May as his third quarterback, he's got J.J. McCarthy as his fourth quarterback, and then on his position rankings, this is every quarterback in the game, every player on the draft board, you got to go all the way down to 24 to find Michael Penix Jr., his fifth-ranked quarterback. For comparison's sake, he's got J.J. McCarthy listed as the 15th best player in this draft, all positions included. I don't know which way Denver's leading, but I said it yesterday, I said it today, I'll say it again Thursday when we're live at Dave and Buster's from 3 to 7 for Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel. I will be there, and I will be joining him on the air from 5 to 7 p.m. So it'll be me, Cole, and Diesel from 5 to 7 talking draft. So, knowing that, be at Dave and Buster's on Thursday. I have said and I continue to say, I think the J.J. McCarthy thing is a league-wide smokescreen. I am going full tinfoil cap on this one. I think once some team said, J.J. McCarthy, for sure. That guy that his coaches didn't trust him to throw the ball in the biggest games. That's the guy we're going to go with. To me, thought is the rest of the teams were able to look at that and go, oh, yeah, no, us too. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, definitely, us too. I don't think that's the guy. Now, let's talk about some other positions. There's one position I'm really interested in. In fact, there's one particular player that I'm very interested to see where he goes. Some of the better offenses have started over the last few years to bring back the tight end as a major role player. Hey, Lonzo, noted Kansas City Chiefs fan, how valuable would you say that a difference maker at tight end has been to the Kansas City Chiefs the last few years?
Well, historically, it's been really good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Tony Gonzalez, don't forget about him. Now, they may not have won Super Bowls then, but they won quite a few playoffs. So tight end has been valuable for that franchise for quite some time.
Tony Gonzalez as an Atlanta Falcon destroyed me as a person. All right? Destroyed me as a person. Hated that guy.
Yeah, but he went there and they didn't win. So, I mean, you know.
Well, they've never won, you know. They've gotten close.
There's that one time, you know, when they were doing the Dirty Bird thing, they still lost.
Jamal.
I shouldn't have brought him up. He got in trouble for some stuff.
Yeah. Brock Bowers.
Don't look it up, especially not at work.
Brock Bowers might be the guy in this draft that the fewest people are talking about that I think is going to be a massive difference maker for wherever he ends up.
He's going to be a Chief, man. You go see. They're going to find a way to make him a Chief.
That's a big trade up for a tight end, bro. Now, if
would they have to trade up to get him?
Yes.
Well, they'll have to trade up some because they won the championship last year, which means they pick last.
You're drafting 32nd. Yeah, yeah. Brock Bowers is off the board by 9.
That's what happens when you win it all. But they've been pretty clever with their drafting. So maybe they find a way to trade up and get him.
Brock Bowers is going to be a difference maker. Brock Bowers is absolutely a dude that if I'm Kansas City and I believe as I do personally, I think Lonzo does, that Travis Kelce is very clearly narrowing in on the end of his career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, he's Mrs. Taylor Swift.
No, he's Mr.
Or Mr. Taylor Swift.
As far as we know. And the thing is, he's got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yep. He's got himself a new game show that he's hosting.
As we talked about, I think it was last week, he's got the wrestler vibe that's getting ready to go to Hollywood.
Yep.
He's got that vibe. You see the signs, you know, okay, he's getting ready to take off.
Yep. That would be a perfect landing spot for Brock Bowers. He ain't going to be available at 32.
I would say don't trade Kelce away to get him.
I don't think you guys would.
You don't want to do that, but yeah.
I think Kansas City, I think you guys, frankly, are selling out on the three-peat. I think it's all in on the three-peat. I think it is wildly important. In fact, I will go as far as to say, I think Kelce probably steps away if it's not for the opportunity to three-peat. I think that's what kept him there, because I think otherwise he's gone.
I want to disagree with you, but I think you're probably right.
Yeah. So I think Kansas City selling on the three-peat. And while I'd like to think that they are committed to investing in the future as well, I think that they're going to invest in the future provided it doesn't have a negative impact on the present. I think the three-peat matters that much. I think trading up for Brock Bowers, as much as it would make sense for 2025 and beyond, probably dings your chances at 2024 because there are positions you guys need to get better at.
But at the same time, Andy Reid signing an extension, and you know you need that tight end role filled. And for now, Brock Bowers is a guy that really stands out.
Oh, 100%. But again, where are you going to get that guy? Where are you going to get that guy? Brock Bowers is coming off the board, I'm going to say, in the top 10 picks. I'll give you one landing spot that I am very curious about. There's a few spots I think he could land in the top 10. We know that Caleb Williams is going to Chicago at this point. It's not a question mark anymore. That's a statement. It's not a prediction. It is a spoiler alert. We know it too. Washington is going to go with the quarterback. My belief, Jane Daniels. My first trade, I think the New England Patriots are dropping out of three. Because while I do think that Drake May is kind of the prototypical New England quarterback, I think you're about to see a very new look New England Patriots under Jerod Mayo. I think that they have a desire to drop, not the Patriot way, but the Belichick way. So I think they trade back, and while I do think Drake May is exactly the kind of quarterback that would have fit in there in years gone by,
Trading back is the Belichick way.
That's true.
If you want to get out of that, then you go ahead and draft at three.
Here's where I think you move. Number 12, trade with the Denver Broncos. Denver jumps up and takes whoever is left between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. That's who I think you end up with. Yeah, I think Zach Wilson is the perfect sacrificial lamb for that spot. You can bring Zach Wilson in, make him the starter. You can dress it up as he's a second, right? You know, he's a first round draft pick, and it's a second chance opportunity. We saw enough out of New York that we feel like with the right coach, Sean Payton, with the right setup, we believe that Zach Wilson has a shot. And if he does, great. You look like geniuses. And if he stinks, you've utilized him to buy your rookie, Jaden Daniels or Drake May, an opportunity to grow a little bit, to learn the league, to learn the speed of the league, instead of just throwing them to the wolves like the Bears are going to do with Caleb Williams. I think Arizona's guarding Marvin Harrison Jr. You got to get a target there for Kyler Murray. I think that the Los Angeles Chargers have no choice at all but to go wide receivers. That's Malik Nabers. I think the New York Football Giants have got to go with, I don't know, I'll bounce back and forth on this. I do not think J.J. McCarthy's the guy. And if he's not, and you're going to give Danny Dimes one more chance to ride with the G-men, I think you got to get him a target. Roma Dunze. Joe Alt, Tennessee's got to stack offensive linemen. Atlanta, I'm a little curious about. But based on the quarterback situation in the league, I think they got to go defense. And I'm going to put the mock draft together tonight. I'll have the whole thing together for you. This is just my prototype. I think number 9, the Raiders. The Raiders just got themselves a new quarterback, Gardner Minshew. I also don't think anybody thinks that, as much as I love the guy, as much as I 100% want to ride around with an RV and be friends with Gardner Minshew, I don't think any of us are under the false pretense that Gardner Minshew is a franchise quarterback. Again, am I slotting J.J. McCarthy? Am I slotting Michael Penix? I'm going to go Michael Penix Jr. here. I think he's, even though he's a little bit older, I think he's the right pick. And then Lonzo, at number 10, Brock Bowers to go play with Aaron Rodgers in the New York Jets. He's off the board at 10. That guy.
What a move that would be.
I think it would be spectacular. You've got a decent wide receiver core in New York. You don't have a tight end. you want to put a tight end out there with Aaron Rodgers. You want to give him the easy target. You want to give him the trustworthy target. You want to give him the consistent target. Brock Bowers is the best tight end to come out of college football in a hot minute. Brock Bowers off the board at 10. I think the NFL the last couple of years has gotten to the point where they recognize and they realize the value of having an elite tight end. And I think you can mostly thank Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes for that. If I'm a quarterback at the NFL level, I am lobbying to have a top-notch tight end. I'm lobbying to have that big guy that runs that seam route or runs that dump route. Brock Bowers is the best college prospect at that position that we have seen in a very, very long time. That's a top 10 pick. I am real interested. Brock Bowers is in the discussion, and I mean this. I thought about this a lot. I don't say stuff like this lightly. Brock Bowers is in the discussion for the greatest college football tight end of all time. He's in that discussion. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying he's in that discussion. And if he's in that discussion, you are ridiculous to not make a run at that. You are ridiculous to not add that to your roster. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to pass on this guy inside the top nine spots that are going to look back at it years down the road and go, "Yeah, crap. We could have had Travis Kelce volume 2.0 and we screwed it up." You know who's not going to screw up? Not one time. Lonzo doing the Sports Flash.
Challenge accepted. A back and forth affair that saw multiple clutch buckets from both teams ended with a 101-99 win for Denver over the Lakers. Anthony Davis scored 32. LeBron had 26, including a couple of big buckets inside the last minute. But Jamal Murray hit a big jumper late that sealed the deal as part of his 20 points. While Nikola Jokic had 27. The Carolina Hurricanes now hold a 2-0 lead over the New York Islanders after a 5-3 win last night. New York led the game 3-0 after 24 minutes, but Carolina fought back, including a Sebastian Aho empty netter with 2:15 left. And make sure you join Wire to Wire this Thursday as Cole Bryson and Diesel broadcast live from Dave and Buster's in Greenville. Come out and hang with the guys as they get you ready for the first round of the NFL Draft. 3-7 this Thursday. It's live. It's on location. It's also, of course, Wire to Wire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.